Okay, welcome back, everybody, for another night of learning. This is Mordechai Plotzker in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York. Special thanks to Jake Wyman and Aryeh Perlman. We are discussing Parshas Bahalosha, and tonight's shiur we'll focus on the sort of midway through the Parsha. It's a very big Parsha, and there is plenty here to discuss. There is a Parak Tes, Pasuk Yitches. I'd like to share with you a Dvar Torah, which hopefully, God willing, I'll write up, which is that a Jew is never lost. So we see over here in this Pesukim, it says, Al-Pi Hashem Yisu, B'nei Yisrael, Al-Pi Hashem Yachanu, Kol Yimei Asher Yishkone Anan Al-Mishkon Yachanu, that they traveled by the word of Hashem. So unlike today when we have GPS, we had a far better means of transportation and knowing where our end destination would be simply by looking up at the cloud and seeing where it was and whether it was moving. So if the cloud was moving, we moved. If the cloud stayed, then we stayed. And the next pasuk says, U'arecha anan ala mishkan yamim rabim, v'shom v'nei esal t'mishmeres Hashem v'lo yisal. If the cloud stayed above the mishkan for many days, then the people stayed there and they didn't move. V'yesh, the pasuk continues, asher yeh anan yamim mispar ala mishkan. And then there are times when it was for a few days, and api Hashem yisal. And on the mount of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they traveled. V'yesh asher yeh anan me'erev ad boker, v'nala anan baboker, v'nasa o yomuham, v'layla, v'nala anan v'nasu. Sometimes it was overnight. By the time we get to our destination, and then all of a sudden we unpack our bags, we look up, we see the clouds moving, and then we pick ourselves up again, pack up our belongings, and then keep moving. The next pasuk says, O yomayim, o chodesh, o yomim ba'aricha, anan ala mishkan, lishkon alav, yachna b'nei yisov, v'lo yisov, v'hoso yisov. That it depended on, again, how long. It could have been a few months. It could have been up to a year. The last pasuk says, before we get to the next parak of parak yud, the last pasuk in parak tes says, Al-pi Hashem yachnu, v'al-pi Hashem yisau, es mishmeres Hashem shamaru, al-pi Hashem v'yad Moshe. So we see that they encamped and they traveled, al-pi Hashem, al-pi Hashem. And so there's a language over here that's repetitive with this al-pi Hashem. And we all know that if we are traveling, let's say to Denver, Colorado, or Miami Beach, and we're all worried about making the flight, and all of a sudden we get there, and then we don't know when the next flight is going to depart. So we have to always be on the go, always be on the ready to move. And that's what these pesukim are telling us. These pesukim are telling us that whenever our Kadosh Baruch Hu desires for us to keep moving or to stay put, that's exactly what we did. So I heard a nice part from Rabbi Eli Mansour. I want to give him appropriate attribution, where he talks about this, and he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never forgot the loyalty that we displayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by moving as quickly with alacrity, never questioning, never complaining, always on the go. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Zechati lach chesed me'orayach, I remember the chesed that you displayed to me in your young years when you were just a fledgling nation. Ahavas kulu losayach, the love of a spouse, a husband to a wife to a husband. Lechtech achalei b'midbar, when I told you to go out into the desert, beretz lo zerua, a place that's not planted, a place that's difficult to navigate, the desert. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the loyalty that the Jewish people displayed and never questioned the movements of the clouds, whether they were for a day or a month or a year or even overnight. And we can say that we say that there's a phrase over here that says the derech adam rotzeh lelech molichonoso. We've said it many times that a way a person wants to go molichonoso. That's the way. If a person desires to be a yarishimayim, he desires to learn Torah, so he finds ways by which he can learn Torah. However, there could be a novel explanation to this. We can say the derech adam rotzeh lelech, that the way a person desires to go molichonoso. It's not you. Hashem is the one who's taking you there. And there's a story that's brought down by the Baal Shem Tov about this wealthy person who traveled to a nearby town to have a meeting with a very wealthy person. And he gets there, and the secretary offers some a glass of water, he makes a bracha. And then the secretary turns to him and says, I'm sorry, we just got a call that this individual that you'd like to meet, he's not available. He won't be available. So you say, what are you talking about? I just traveled all the way out to Chicago. I just traveled all the way out to this faraway town. And now all of a sudden you're telling me that the guy's not here? Exactly. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go back home. So the Baal Shem Tov learns from this story, that the whole point of you going out there was simply to make that bracha of Shahako. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in that place, and it's not that you were supposed to meet with this person, rather you were supposed to make the bracha in that particular place. And this actually speaks to something far deeper, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of, the Kedushas Levi brings this down in Parshas Maaseh, that at the time of the creation of the world, Hashem created all of these Nitzotzos HaKadoshim, all these sparks of energy, and he splintered them all around the world. And wherever we go, wherever we find ourselves, making a bracha, staying over to our Torah, davening mincha, davening maariv, davening shachris, that is one way in which we're raising the Nitzotzos HaKadoshim. When we say a bracha and someone says amen, we cannot understand the ramifications that's been done on high by this simple act of saying a bracha, simple act of just simply saying amen. And I remember about 2 years ago when I went away as a scholar in residence to a hotel in upstate New York, I stopped off on the side of the road because we got going at like 4 o'clock because it was a Sunday and Yom Tov was that night, on Sunday night. So I took my girls with me and we stopped off at the side of the road and I davened shacharis on exit 88 on the New York State Thruway. I've never been down there myself and there was nobody around. And there I was wearing a towel from Spillin and davening. And I was thinking to myself, there must be a reason why I had to pick this particular spot to daven. And it just could be that there's a need for an Nitzotzos HaKadoshim perhaps to be raised at that particular moment. Personally, I remember when I went to Uman 5 years ago, it was the year of my father's yahrzeit, and I wanted to daven at the kever of Rabbi Nachman and the Kedushas Levi in Berdichev, Ukraine. And so I hooked up with this guy who had a travel company, and he told me, he's flying out from JFK to Prague and then from Prague to Kiev. And I was flying out from LaGuardia straight to Kiev on one straight flight. And he says, don't worry, we're going to hook up when we get to Kiev. And sure enough, when we got off the plane, there were thousands and thousands of people. There were about 10 flights that landed at once. And every 20 minutes, another flight was coming in from another place. There were 38,000 Jewish people that were coming in on the same day, roughly speaking. And the baggage control was just crazy, waiting in line for about 2-3 hours. Until finally I got through customs, and then I went through 3 metal detectors, and I'm all by myself. And I know where, I didn't go with any friends. I went by myself. I was going to hook up with some friends when we get to Uman. But I said a tefillah at the corner after I went through my last metal detector, and I said, if it's meant for me to meet this particular guy who I never met before, who I only saw a picture of, who looks Haredi, he has a black hat, a white beard, and he looks like every single person that's here in this airport, then let it be. I'll visit the kibbutzim of all these great tzaddikim. But if it's not meant to be, then I'll just get a cab and I'll go straight to Uman myself. And that's where I'll be by the kever of Rabbi Nachman. After about 30 seconds of finishing this tefillah, I did my hashtalos by looking around, and I saw a guy holding a notebook. And I looked over to him, and I said to him, are you Michael? And he says, yes. And I said, I'm Mordechai. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, we got one. And he's referring to me, because there were other flights that were coming. And I said, how do you think we met up like this? He goes, this is Uman. Things happen. This is a miraculous place. Things are going to happen. And sure enough, I had an amazing experience going to the Lednik and seeing the kever of Yisrael, and then going to Daven by the Baal Shem Tov, Shacharis, and Kedushas Levi by Mincha. And that, to me, was a tremendous highlight of my whole journey. So the topic of tonight, as a brief introduction, even though we're closing on 10 minutes, is that a Jew is never lost. That a Jew has to recognize that wherever he finds himself, that is where he's supposed to be. And that whenever a person goes, he has to recognize that, like in the words of the Shlach HaKadosh, a person has to recognize, he has to say that I'm going on this trip, and God willing, I'll get to my destination. And when he gets there, he has to say, Baruch Hashem, I got to my destination. There's a study that was released that shows that many people apparently get into accidents within a five-mile radius of their home. Why? Because it doesn't take much to say, why would a person say, Bezos Hashem, when I go to ShopRite or to Walmart or one of these stores, you know, God willing, I'll get there. People normally reserve that Bezos Hashem and God willing when they go on a trip and they're going on a plane and there's luggage involved and there's customs and everyone is saying different things that hopefully will get them there. But when it's something very local, people forget. They just don't think that it's important. That's where the Pasuk says to us, V'hasir satan lefaneinu me'acharenu, that we should remove the satan who tells us or convinces us that we shouldn't need to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Pasuk in this week's parsha tells us otherwise. Pasuk says in this week's parsha, Al pi Hashem yisau, that on the word of God, yisu, they traveled, b'nei Yisrael. Al pi Hashem yachanu, and on the word of God, they encamped, which means when they got there, they said Baruch Hashem. And so there's a tremendous Moshe Haskell there's a tremendous level of understanding that a person has to recognize and appreciate when it comes to this. And that is, this pasuk is actually reserved for people who wear tefillin. And when they go into battle, they're wearing tefillin, and the enemies see the Jewish people wearing tefillin. This is, they'll see that the Shem Hashem is found on you, on your person. However, when a person, I like to touch it up differently, humbly speaking, that when a person recognizes and he speaks the Shem Hashem, wherever he goes, just like Boaz did when he met the shepherds out in the field, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, and, you know, they also said, they responded in kind. This is a way for a person to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. In fact, whenever even if we were to write something on a piece of paper, we say, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us Siyata D'Shmaya. Siyata means help. D'Shmaya means from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask Hashem to put the right thoughts, that it should be able to be conveyed clearly, and it should be articulate. It should be able to reach the desired person who you're trying to convince or you're trying to coax into doing something positive, hopefully. That is where we're invoking this Kiyata D'Shmaya. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the necessary faculties that we can do our job. And also this keeps us further away from Kochi V'Yatzim Yadi Asali Yatzachar L'Azos. If a person sees that everything is B'Day Shemayim, if a person lives his life, that everything is B'Day Shemayim, that wherever he finds himself, he's thankful for it, and he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the opportunities that he has every single day, wherever he goes, wherever he comes, and he's makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he expresses his profound appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're living the Torah. We're living this pasuk, Al pi Hashem Yisu, b'nei Yisrael, Al pi Hashem Yachnu. This is the lesson, one of the primary lessons that we can draw from this parsha is the necessity for every single Jew to distance himself from saying, Kochi v'yatzim yadi asali asachal azos, that's because I did it myself, but rather to see, V'hoi Hashem Hashem Nikoi Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his hand is always, that's the reason why you're successful, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to succeed. And everything that you're doing is all a result of this Yadat Shemaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to you. And when a Jew lives a life like this, it's a rich life, it's a beautiful life, and it's a life filled without all those questions. It's a life filled with meaning, and it's a life filled with purpose, because a Jew is never lost. A Jew is always where he is supposed to be. Before I conclude tonight's shiur, I just wanted to let everyone know that tomorrow night's shiur, I'll be giving a shiur at the Agudah Navi Well, and that shiur will be starting at approximately 10:02, which is right after Maariv at 9:50. So I hope everybody can join us at that time. When you call in, please tell your friends, please tell your neighbors, whoever is listening into the shiur on a frequent basis, to just be mindful that the shiur will begin roughly 10 minutes after the normal start time. Special thanks again, Jake Wyman. Special thanks to you, Ari Perlman. This is Mordechai Plotzker again, wishing everyone a tzlacha and bracha and learning. Looking forward to joining you tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock.